Hello.
Hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Repeat that statement, please.
Yes. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah, I'm talking safely. I'm in my house.
Okay, thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, but so we'll make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American, black, mixed race with black, Hispanic or Latino?
Thank you, Barry. Repeat that for me again, please.
Yes, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American, black, mixed race with black, Hispanic or Latino?
Black.
Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
My age is 70.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will be voting.
And is that a definitely vote or probably?
Yes, voting.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10, I'm motivated to vote.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Make a party.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And is that somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. First, we have Project 2025.
0.
Thank you. Then we have the Democratic Party.
100.
Tommy Baldwin.
75.
How many? 75, I heard?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
0.
Joe Biden.
80%.
Thank you. Then we have the Republican Party.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
And Kamala Harris.
I'll give her 85.
85. Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Can you repeat that statement again?
Yes. We know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know.
Harris.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
You got to do it faster.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, while Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to appeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As Vice President, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass rules to help millions of more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions.
Well, I go with Harris for 10.
Thank you. Then we have, in November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault, and Harris represents middle-class homeowners against the big banks, and she won. Trump has was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she'll do it again in November.
Kamala Harris, then.
Thank you. And last we have, this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris, not just as the first woman president, but also the first Black woman president. But this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a change to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it.
Harris, then.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Again, any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. Once again, we will use the scale of 0 to 10, any number between them. First, we have elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws, which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights.
Zero.
Thank you. Just a reminder that zero, it is not at all convincing reason to vote. Five means somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 10 means very convincing.
I'm convincing 10.
Is that still zero?
Beg your pardon?
Is that still a zero?
If I'm convincing for both, I said yes, 10.
Yes, 10. Thank you very much. Then we have, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term. But we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use that political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power.
Trump will never get back into power by my vote. I will never vote for him.
Mm-hmm. So for this statement, do you think that this is a zero, not at all convincing reason to vote?
Zero for Trump. Anything at Trump is zero.
Well, we want to know about this statement. Do you feel that this statement is zero, not at all convincing reason to vote? Five, a somewhat convincing reason to vote?
Yeah,
four,
zero.
Ten.
Not convincing by what you read it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Then we have MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare our children for a more united future. If we want the history our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that.
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. And last we have, Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions from oil industries executives in a closed door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, is more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead.
Well, as I said, Trump, nothing of my mean, make the vote. I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for Harris.
So for this statement, do you think, on a scale of 0 to 10, do you think it is not at all convincing reason to vote, somewhat convincing reason, or very convincing?
It convinced me to vote because I'm going to vote against Trump, so it convinced me.
Mm-hmm. And on a scale of 0 to 10, please?
10. I'm going to go to vote against him.
Thank you very much. And as we wrap up the survey, one last time. Over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but one last time, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
And I'd be just running right to the polling station to vote for Harris.
Thank you. And one last time, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year. And
I am motivated at 10. 10, I'm motivated to vote.
Thank you. Now switching gears for the last time. These last two questions are just for statistical purposes only and will be finished. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of schooling?
The last year of schooling. Yes, thank you.
High school.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated?
Married. I'm a married man.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, all over 18.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful day, sir.
Yeah, and tell Trump I'm not going to vote for him.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.